Yeah.
There you are.
All right, Bob.
Good morning, Mr.
President. How you doing?
I knew you'd be the only other person in town working this morning.
No, but we have been working.
I know it. I just wanted to call. I won't take a second, but I just wanted to call.
Please do.
Congratulations. I think it was terrific, Mr. President.
God knows. I don't know what to come out of it. We might just really have shambles, but we had to try it.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right, and it wasn't an easy decision, but I just want you to know that I've been thinking of you and sending you my best wishes.
This fellow Abrams sure has worked out good, Bob.
Oh, he's terrific, Mr. President. He's just solid as a rock.
He just came in here like a man, and not only said that it could be done, but urged it be done and recommended it be done, and took the ball himself.
Well, he's just as solid as a rock, Mr. President. I'm sure he's with you all the way, and you can always depend on him there. And in a time like this, that's the kind of a man you need.
What we're in trouble about, you see, these candidates, they have been playing with them. One candidate said, I'll stop the bombing. No comma, no semicolon, period.
Yeah.
So they get that, and they think, well, we'll wait 10 days, he'll stop the bombing, and everything will be over with. That's what I know, I think. Then Nixon comes along, and his people tell him that I'm not stopping the bombing, and I'm not setting you out, and I'm not letting them take you over, and this crowd will sell you out like it did China. And you better wait till I get in. Now, you got all the South Vietnamese, maybe the Koreans, thinking that. The damn trouble we're going to have. We had this thing wrapped up, signed, sealed, ready to go 2 weeks ago. And we got this speech of stopping the bombing, period. So the fellow took off for Hanoi. And we couldn't get him back. Then we got this ready, and we found out that they've been playing with the South Vietnamese. And we started watching their messages, and it's the damnedest mess you ever saw. It's just almost, it's just heresy. It's just unbelievable. So we tried to get them aboard. We had a joint announcement that they agreed on with us. But then they all got to fighting, and they wouldn't do it. So today, the last thing I heard on the plate was that she said that this was entirely unilateral.
Oh, really? I didn't see that.
Yeah. So we got you talk about guts, it took a lot to leave them, but Korea and we've been watching what Korea said to South Vietnam. Korea and Thailand and South Vietnam were ready to go if South Vietnam would go.
Yeah.
And we cleared it with everybody.
Yeah.
But then the damn politicians got in it and started telling them to wait a while, they'd do a lot better. And so they may stay aboard or not stay aboard, I don't know.
Well, I think they will, Mr. President. They're not strong enough not to stay aboard.
That's right, but so what? Then we all come out. We've lost everything we've fought for.
Well, that's right. I thought to his statement that I read in the Times this morning didn't sound too bad, but that may have been earlier than the one you referred to.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, last we heard of him, poor Bunker worked for days and nights.
How's he doing?
Just fine. He just took 1,000,000%, and Abram right with him. And we sent Abram back and told him to really just tell him that this was it. And we waited 2 or 3 days until we could try to get him aboard. Then we gave him a deadline, and he came back to me and said, well, he might go if I would guarantee to him that this would bring the war to an end. I told him I couldn't guarantee the communists, and I didn't know what they'd do, but I had reason to believe it would. The Russians had told me that they would do this. The North Vietnamese said, just try us and you'll see. And in any event, we can't do a damn bit of good bombing now because the monsoon's on. And I told them, it's like I'm running a freight line from New York to Atlanta. and have a big flood and wash out all the bridges. Baltimore and Pittsburgh and New Jersey. And I can't get my truck through. There's no use running them up there and parking them. So I just better put them all between here and Atlanta and get some extra business. And I said, that's what we got to do. We got a lot of stuff in Laos we need to do in South Vietnam, but no use going North Vietnam now. And so he was pretty well aboard till the Nixon people got in. I don't know what'll come out of it.
Well, you better take care of yourself. You sound like you have a bad cold.
I have the worst one I ever had. Well,
don't waste your time talking to me, Mr. President. I was just thinking of you, and I just want you to know it.
Appreciate it, Bob.
Right on. Bye-bye.